This is Jean Robertson interviewing Nancy Crow at her studio in Baltimore, Ohio on December 18th, 2002 for the Archives of American Art Smithsonian Institution. Okay, so we'll begin now. And what I'm going to ask you about first is some of your biography, which especially as it relates to you as an artist, and then we'll get more into the work you've made and your creative process and your ideas.
Okay.
So just for the record, when and where were you born?
I was born August 31st, 1943 in Loudonville, Ohio, actually in my mother and father's bedroom.
Really? Expected to be born at home, or was that?
I was told that the doctor wanted to go on a vacation, so he decided to give mother some medicine that made me come faster than they expected. So they didn't make it to the hospital. And I've always been told that I was born on the floor under the sewing machine.
That's
someone made that up.
Like an archetypal, apocryphal story.
Right.
Can you tell me something about your parents? I know your father was a tailor's apprentice and that he died when you were about 12, but what do you remember about him?
Well, it's interesting because I try and try and try to remember him, and I don't do a very good job. I think he had very high standards, which certainly impacted me. And what do I mean by that? He was a perfectionist, so he really believed that if you were going to do something, it had to be done well. And I think I certainly got that from him somehow, either verbally or genetically. He tended to be very black and white, and I now understand why. I didn't know it before, but I understand why, because his father abandoned him and his mother when she was pregnant with their second baby at age 27. So my father was very dedicated to his family because of that. And very, no lying, there was absolutely no lying was allowed. We were punished severely for lying. And I also feel that because of what happened to his mother, he's very close to his mother and saw how she suffered, that, it's a little emotional. He really believed that, I'm sorry, I didn't want to cry. He really believed that women should have every chance. And so I think he was way before his time, when you consider that was in the 1940s. And insisted that every single one of the girls go to college and supposedly on to graduate school. So we were very encouraged in my family. I always felt no limits were set, and there were no limitations.
Uh-huh. Were you aware of his profession? I mean, do you feel like you got at all interested in cloth or fabric because of him being a tailor?
So those are all things that, frankly, I don't know about him, other than we had this drawer in our dining room that we were not allowed to touch as children. And my mother always said, those are where your father keeps all his tailoring equipment. And every now and then I would pull the drawer out and peek. But it's never a dialogue I ever got into with him. So, I mean, these are all things that I feel sad about, that I didn't really know about my dad. I always saw him as a man who went off to work. He was very strict with us, but at the same time, we were always encouraged to be very creative. I mean, there was that dynamic of a stern person who you have to be an honest, truthful person, but at the same time also always encouraging creativity. So maybe that's a little fight that I have within myself.
Yeah. Where were you in the line of?
I was the youngest.
Of seven? Is
that? There were eight children all together, and mom and dad got married. Mother was young. She was only a teenager when she got married, and she had her first child by the time she was 20, and they had four quickly in succession. So she had four tiny children, and then they had an eight-year space, and my twin sisters were born, and then another 8 years, and Andrew and I were born. And the thing that I heard through my mother is nothing I ever heard my father say, because my mother and father really never argued in front of us and never had what I would call intense discussions in front of us. It was always done in their